Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Stella Bronson to commence another episode of Office Wife.
The most fantastic thing in the world happened today. I walked into my boss's office, and who should be sitting there as large as life but Jeff Pilgrim? After asking me to marry him, and I'd refused on the strength of Jeff, old Benny's put him on the staff. Actually, I shouldn't be complaining. Just the same, you can't tell me Benny hasn't a few cards up his sleeve. To keep Jeff here when he knows I adore the man, when he's the only thing that keeps me from marrying Benny. I ask you, what the dickens am I to think? Anyway, never mind that for now. Jeff and I are celebrating one of those places on Fig Tree Street. You know, hot music, too much smoke, and some of the people you see. What? Do you see what I see, Jeffrey?
Where?
Table over on your left.
Good Lord.
Marcia and Palmer, the snipe. Do we ignore them, or do we say, how do you do?
Well, why shouldn't we tell them the good news?
Just as you like, mate. If I'm not mistaken, dear Harry will be so disgusted to hear you're going to be around, he'll start chewing his nails down to the wrist. Let's cut him dead, but speak to Marcia.
It'll be a pleasure. Come, let us do the task.
Hello, Marcia.
Yes, hello, Marcia. Well, good evening. That's really something you're wearing, Stella. Make it yourself. We're not staying long, Marcia, but Stella wanted you to hear what's cooking. I've signed up with the Puller Corporation for 3 years, $2,000 a year in commission.
You told me this morning, Jeff.
Yes, but you didn't know the details.
Jeff and I have been working together, you know. Isn't it marvelous?
You're fooling. Puller wouldn't have Pilgrim inside the place.
Marcia, we're celebrating, and with good reason. Jeff was right on the point of going away.
Listen, Stella, who do you think you're kidding?
Well, congratulate him or something, Marcia. Aren't you glad? Jeff looked like having to trap rabbits for a living, and now he's better off than ever.
For your sake, Jeff, I'm very glad. I mean that.
Thanks, I believe you do. Now, just a minute, you two. What is this? I don't know if barging up to our table with a lot of silly rot's supposed to be funny, but I...
Ah, are you here too? What odd types you get around with, Marcia. Come on, Jeff, I can smell something. Rat, maybe.
Oh, you don't take any notice of that type, do you, Marcia?
Shut up, Harry, will you?
What?
I said, will you please shut up? Take me home. I want to get out of this place.
They've gone.
So I should think. Did you see Palmer's face? He went as red as a turkey's wattles.
You enjoyed that, didn't you?
I certainly did.
And I didn't. It was rather mean. Petty, I'd call it.
Petty? You're surely not thinking of Harry.
I'm thinking of Marcia.
You would be. When are you going to stop thinking of Marcia? She deserved it, Jeff, 50 times.
Maybe she did, I don't know. This doesn't seem to be much of a celebration after all. Come on, let's start.
I've been waiting for this chance to talk to you, Benny. You were so busy yesterday afternoon, I couldn't get near you.
Well, what is it, Stella?
What's really the idea of giving Jeff a job here?
I told you, in front of him. He's a good man, and I need good men.
Oh, bunkum. One minute you propose to me, the next you more or less throw Jeff and me together.
It makes me a good loser, that's all.
Loser, my eye. You don't give up that easily. Now, Benny, do tell me. I'm so uneasy knowing you've got something afoot and not being able to work out why. What are you doing?
Stella, hasn't it occurred to you that I might have conscience trouble over that fellow?
You mean about the shabby treatment he had from the Bendigos over the embezzlement?
And from me. You wanted me to step in and throw my weight around to save his bacon. But I turned you down because I was willing to see him take the rap. You know why? Well, I guess I took a look at myself in the mirror one morning and saw an old heel. Pilgrim's job here is the result.
Is that absolutely true, Ben?
Yes, that's true. Well, true enough anyway.
You really are a dear. If it means anything to you, I'm twice as fond of you this minute as ever before. That makes quite a lot.
Don't kid me. That's cupboard love.
No, it's not. Cross my heart.
You're a minx, young Bronson. That's all you are. Now go on, beat it. You're not paid to spend your time chivying the boss. Get along out of here and do some work.
Yes, Mr. Puller?
Oh, just a minute. There's a character named Hooper coming to see me in about half an hour. Tell the girl on the front desk to have him sent straight up.
What's his name? Hooper?
That's right. Cedric Hooper.
Very well. I'll look after it.
I guess everyone has to tell a fairy story once in a while. Yeah, well, that's the way it goes. Ah, let's have a look at your credentials, Hooper. Thanks. Take a seat.
Thanks.
Yes. Okay. Your firm did some investigating for me once over some insurance. Were you on the job?
I don't think so, Mr. Puller.
Okay. Get your notebook out and I'll give you the background on this job. You've read about the Pilgrim case, haven't you? The swindle at Bendigo's.
Yeah, it was a funny setup. I was talking about it.
All right, listen. I'm practically certain that swindle was pulled by a chap named Harry Palmer and pinned on Pilgrim. Now then, I want Pilgrim clear.
How?
By digging up the facts on Harry Palmer.
Well, just so as I know where we stand, what's this fellow Pilgrim to you?
Pilgrim means a lot to me. For reasons of my own, I have to reconcile Jeff Pilgrim with his wife and her family, particularly with his wife. I'm determined to prevent their divorce. And to do that, I have to wipe that embezzlement off Pilgrim's slate.
I get it. They still think he tried to diddle them.
Sure they do. Okay, I want you to investigate Palmer. Full name, Harry Jefferson Palmer. Account executive at Cressida Bendigo and Company. His home address, you'll get out of the phone book.
What do you want on him exactly?
The lot.
Starting from where?
From when he left school. I want to know as much about him as he knows himself. How he lives, what's his income, how does he spend his money, how much does he drink, where he goes, who he sees, what's his financial position, what's his credit like, is his car paid for? The lot.
This is going to take time.
Use 6 weeks. I want to be able to bring my sights to bear on Palmer in 6 weeks. Spend as much as you like. Put another man on if you have to. But bring me the dope on Jabe Palmer.
I can't guarantee to turn up anything that will connect him with the embezzlement, you know.
Well, that's a risk I'm taking. If he did it, he must have left a trail somewhere. Your job is to find it.
How often do you want to report?
See him at the end of each week. Oftener, if you turn up anything hot.
Can he give me any leads? Any of his friends who might have a bearing on this thing? Someone who might have been in it with him?
Well, let me think now. Yes, there was a chippy called Millie Moffat. Poor kid was run over by a taxi. I don't know of anyone else.
Just one lead would help. No other woman in his life?
Cressida Bendigo mentioned some woman who came in pretty handy to Palmer. By jingo, yes. There's someone you might look into. Mrs. Angela Tennant.
Who's she?
A pretty fast dame who fixed Palmer up with an alibi. She lives out on North Shore Drive somewhere. Drinks like a fish. Lives on the alimony from 3 divorces.
Sounds quite a character. Okay, Mr. Puller. We'll give her a fast shuffle, too. I'll get on with the job right away.
Right. But watch your step. Don't let either of them spot you. The chap who put Pilgrim in the dock for embezzling is no fool. So don't let him catch on or we're wasting our time.
I've handled this sort of job before. They won't catch on.
Okay, Hooper. It's all yours.
Harry, dear, I'm sorry if I was beastly to you last night. The sight of Jeff and Stella set my teeth on edge.
Oh, that's all right, darling.
I'm the most understanding cove you've ever had in love with you.
Sometimes I think you are. I've got news for you, anyway.
How good, Mercy?
It only needed something like last night to make up my mind for me. I'm taking legal advice on my divorce.
Oh, that's splendid. Oh, you've no idea how glad I am. I thought you'd never get round to it.
Well, I'm round to it now. I'm seeing Mendelssohn, Granger and Ward tomorrow afternoon. Uncle Tressida says they're the best people. Oh, look out, Harry, you're
last.
Oh, terribly sorry, old man. Wouldn't have done that for the world.
Well, hang it, can't you be a little more careful? You have to tip people's drinks all over them.
I said I was sorry, old chap. Here, here's my handkerchief. I say, haven't I seen you somewhere before?
I haven't the faintest idea.
You're Tom Jenner, aren't you? You play football.
My name's Harry Palmer, and I don't play football. Now, if you really don't mind.
Oh, rightly sorry.
Oh, clumsy baboon. These chaps who go charging about, I... Oh, well, I'd better shut up, I suppose.
Harry, that was rather odd, actually.
Why? It's probably a rugger scrum half or something.
No, I happened to be watching Harry. And I'd swear that was deliberate. But why?
That's Harry Palmer, and that's Mrs. Jeff Pilgrim. Not bad. You could reconcile me to her without any trouble at all. But you'd better keep your mind on the job, Hooper, old son. The next one to have a look at is Mrs. Angela Tennant. 432 North Shore Drive. We'll have a look round there tonight. Who knows? She might even be home.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.